Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone. And it is almost 2024. Cannot believe it. You are listening to The Good Stuff. And we have a lot of good stuff for you today, including things like saying Merry Christmas from Lemon Livestock. Remember, their regular sale is every Wednesday and Saturday. Merry Christmas from Paul Huffman and the staff at Lemon Livestock. And Merry Christmas from Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis. Randy Tennell, his family and staff all send out greetings to you. And Merry Christmas from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in historic Medora. Find them on Facebook and follow at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Happy holidays from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
You might have noticed that Tri-State Livestock News is not the glossy urban magazine. Well, true enough, they've bypassed the glitz for real, hard-hitting ranching news. The readers come for one thing: authentic agricultural insights. And I reckon you'll forgive our rustic style when you see the content of the Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff?
Of course, we have to talk Christmas because it's coming up. And I've got just a reminder to everyone this Christmas and for the people struggling and stressing about Christmas. You don't think anybody's stressing about Christmas right now, do you?
No, the last few days, never.
Never, never. Well, Julie French from Ortonville, Minnesota shared this with us, and I think it's a great message for all of us to listen to. Just a reminder, in case you're struggling and stressing about Christmas, you do not need matching pajamas to be happy. You don't need an Instapic with Santa to have a good Christmas. You don't need a Christmas Eve box to be a great parent. And you don't need various Christmas trips to have fun. Christmas films don't need to be on a massive TV in a tidy room. And you don't have to have a cheese board. You don't need chocolate bombs. And you don't need a color-coordinated tree. You don't need to bend the tinsel. You don't need a mass of presents under the tree. You don't even have to change out of your mismatched gravy-stained pajamas. Your Christmas is your Christmas. Stop letting social media make you think you haven't got it all.
Wow, that's pretty powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good, very wise. I'm not sure who wrote it, but Julie sent it, Julie French. So maybe she did. She didn't say she didn't.
Here's a little short Christmas story that was sent in to us. None of them are toys, it's called. When my daughters were little, I would always tell them around Christmas that this is Jesus's birthday, and he only received three things, so don't be disappointed in what lies under the tree. When it came time for worship on Christmas morning, I asked the children what they thought Jesus would think of Santa and all of the hype. Would he ask Santa a question? My youngest daughter replied, "I think Jesus would ask how come I only got three things and none of them were toys."
Oh, dear. Okay, I've been sharing the 12 Days of Christmas correspondence from Agnes to her dear love, John. So here we go. John, what's with you and those birds? Seven swans are swimming. What kind of joke is this? There's bird doo-doo all over the house and they never stop the racket. I'm a nervous wreck and I can't sleep all night. It's not funny, so stop with those birds. Sincerely, Agnes. And another day? Okay, Buster, I think I prefer the birds. What am I going to do with eight maids a-milking? It's not enough with all those birds and eight maids a-milking, but they had to bring their own cows. There is poop all over the lawn, and I can't move into my own house. Just lay off me. Egg.
It's getting a little more brisk all the time.
It is indeed. So make sure you stay tuned to the next good stuff.
Well, as you gather up for the holidays, I know a lot of you will be gathering up this weekend, some on Christmas Day or thereafter and through the New Year's. Here's some conversation starters. So if you're sitting around and it kind of lulls a little bit and you want to stimulate the conversation, here's something for you to think about. Just throw this out over the turkey and dressing. What family member or friend do you wish was with us at the table today?
That's a really good one. Yeah. Aww.
Make you think of those folks that aren't going to be there.
That's right.
If you could learn a new skill this coming year, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a good one. Hmm. That's kind of right in there with New Year's resolutions,
yeah.
Isn't it?
We're going to get to those.
A little pressure there.
We'll get to those next week.
Uh-oh.
What pieces of advice would you pass on to the next generation as they establish their own Christmas traditions? Just some conversation starters for the Christmas or holiday table. And we want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, don't we, Kim?
Indeed we do. We hope your holidays are going just beautiful.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.